The record spinning on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. And every year, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife comes up with a salmon forecast for the season. They predict how many salmon will be in our regional waterways for the year's fishing season. Ryan Lothrop is Puget Sound Regional Recreational Manager with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, and he says there's big news this year.
Well, we have a potential historical high run of Chinook returning to the Columbia River.
What does that mean, potential historical run?
Well, we'll have to see how the run comes back, but since we've counted salmon at the dams, we're looking at, I believe it's 1.6 million Chinook returning, which is the highest count we may have encountered.
In how many years?
Since, I'd say, probably the 40s.
Wow. What about up here in the Puget Sound area?
Well, Puget Sound, we're looking at a very strong run of about 283,000 falls and summer Chinook returning to Puget Sound, which mostly are made of hatchery fish, as well as, for the third year in a row, a very strong coho return of about 870,000 coho.
Mm. I think a lot of our listeners have some idea about how weather forecasting works, but less so when it comes to fish forecasting. How do you go about making a salmon forecast?
Well, in many of our rivers, a lot of them are done a little bit differently based on distinct populations in each of the river systems. But generally speaking, we go out and estimate the number of adults that return to the river and spawned, as well as the number of smolts or fry that leave the river system and head down to the ocean in Puget Sound. So we have that estimate of juvenile fish leaving. Then we apply a marine survival rate to the juveniles that left the system to forecast the number of adults returning. Something to keep in mind is a lot of our salmon come back as age 2, 3, 4, or even 5-year-old fish. So you have several years of data that are combined to produce an estimate for each year.
What are the weather conditions or climate conditions that you're looking at this year that make you say, yeah, this could be a good year or will be a good year?
Well, out in the marine survival, that's a major part of this forecast. It looks at productivity in the ocean, like a phytoplankton bloom, and everything else feeds on top of that. So it's just essentially a food source opportunity for juvenile fish, as well as, you know, temperature plays a role in that as well. But if you can feed the fish that are out there and get them to grow, they'll survive and return.
So now you've got these forecasts. What do fishery managers do with the forecasts?
So with these forecasts, we plug them into a model, as well as our harvest estimates. So, you know, how successful has some of our fisheries been? You know, what's the trend? People catching fish, how many days are they fishing? And so we kind of combine those two to produce an estimate on impacts of wild returning adult Chinook. So all wild Chinook in Puget Sound are listed as threatened by the Endangered Species Act. So we have management plans to put a cap on the number of impacts, you know, number of fish we kill to carry out our fisheries in Puget Sound, out in the ocean, and in the river systems, and the tribal and non-tribal, commercial and recreational. So those all get combined into a total impact on a specific stock, say, you know, spring Chinook in the Skagit River.
So it's complicated. You basically want people to be harvesting these hatchery fish, but you're worried about them accidentally killing some of these wild fish. How do you go about doing that?
So most of our marine fisheries are actually marked selective, so you only can keep hatchery fish. But every time you catch and release a wild fish, basically 10% of those fish are going to be potentially killed when you release them. So even though we only are targeting hatchery fish, you still have impacts on wild fish.
What if some of these forecasts are off, like there's not as many fish that return, or more people decide to fish this year because they're like, woohoo, there's lots of fish out there?
Yeah, so that's definitely happens. You know, some years we're under forecasting or over forecasting, but, you know, we're trying to be as accurate as possible every year. We have a better data set to move forward, you know, more science to back our numbers. So it's kind of a step forward every year. We anticipate we're being a little more accurate, but you just have to be aware that these aren't exact estimates. You know, in 2012, the run return for coho was much stronger in Puget Sound than we expected, and people caught a lot of fish. So you can go either way on this, but typically we're really close on these estimates.
This week you released your forecast, but it sounds like you're not going to make final recommendations until April 5th. Why do you have to wait till April 5th?
So we provide opportunity for the public to come to some of our regional meetings. We just had a forecast meeting with the public yesterday down in Olympia. And so it's basically a month-long public process to determine what fisheries people want to have for 2014 and 15.
Why would the public's perspective play a role? I mean, it sounds like politics could trump science in that case.
Yeah, politics plays a role in trying to negotiate. You know, everyone wants to get more, but in some cases you have to cut back. So people have to set their priorities, and people have innovative ideas to provide new opportunities.
Ryan Lothrop, fisheries manager with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.